This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
There are more food and beverage products on the market these days than businesses and consumers know what to do with. While the abundance of choices are mostly a good thing, it can make it harder to separate the great products from the fraudulent ones. Francine Stevens, co-owner of Franny's and Marco's, two Italian restaurants in Brooklyn, knows this firsthand. On episode 102 of In the Drink, she spoke about the challenges of buying wine for her restaurant and protecting herself against bad products.
You know, I think what we're seeing in New York, to take it from Italy to New York, is that with an increased amount of people growing grapes and cultivating wine in Italy, in New York, we're seeing more and more wine being imported. And so as a restaurateur, I have more wine trying to be sold to me on a weekly basis than ever before. I'm sure you see that as well. And I think that I'm going to take this kind of grand right now. There's so much fakery in our culture, in our world, and I think the same goes for wine. And I think that with all the abundance of wine that we're tasting mm-hmm. and being shown, it's increasingly difficult to remember where your palate is and to remember there's a lot of confusion, I guess I want to say, in the world of Italian wine, because there's so much and a lot of it's not good. And it's easy to taste something quickly and say, oh my God, it's so good. And then when you purchase it as a restaurateur and then you drink a bottle over the course of a meal and feel deceived. Oh my God, I actually don't like this wine. Wow, mm-hmm. How did I get tricked? How did that happen? And so, you know, I know Luca and I have been having many conversations lately about kind of taking a step back with all this wine being brought to us and saying, we don't want to be deceived. Let's go back to, how do we remember our palate? You know, how to remember what we love. And so we are increasingly going back to producers that we have faith in, producers who have history, the classic producers that we've always known. We mm-hmm. know the integrity of their product. And from there, we can kind of start branching out again.
To hear more of this interview, tune into episode 102 of In the Drink on heritageradionetwork.org. New episodes of In the Drink air live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.